The new movie, Crash, takes on the topic of race in the United States. Black, white, every other category you can mark on the census nowadays. The story unfolds in Los Angeles, where a series of random encounters link a huge cast of characters from a variety of backgrounds. The city becomes a kind of chessboard on which characters of different colors and ethnicities enjoy power or lose it, depending upon the race or ethnicity of the person standing next to them. Brendan Fraser plays a white district attorney who's been robbed by two black men. In this scene, he's talking to his staff, Nona Gay and Ken Garrido.
Why do these guys have to be black? No matter how we spin this thing, I'm either going to lose the black vote or I'm going to lose a law and order vote.
Yeah, I think you're worrying too much. You have a lot of support in the black community.
All right, if we can't duck this thing, we're going to have to neutralize it. What we need is a picture of me pinning a medal on a black man. The firefighter, they put the one who saved the camp or something, Northridge. What's his name?
He's Iraqi.
Joan Kaufman is a writer and film critic for The Wall Street Journal and for other publications. She joins us from New York. Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Now, Joan, this movie was written and directed by Paul Haggis, who wrote the screenplay for Million Dollar Baby. Do you think Crash has anything new to say about race in America?
I'm not sure that it has anything new to say about race. I can tell you that the effect it had on me was making me squirm a lot in my seat. I recognized to some extent myself. I recognized people I knew. And I think the worst of it was almost not the deliberate racism, but the casual racism that I don't even think that we're aware of. I think that Haggis captured that quite perfectly.
Tell us about the performances in the film. It has an enormous and really amazing cast. Don Cheadle, Brendan Fraser, Sandra Bullock, Thandie Newton, Matt Dillon, the rapper Ludacris.
The cast was shining, but I think people should go and see what these characters have to tell us about culture that we live in. I think what Haggis does, what's really interesting, is that the movie certainly is not exactly a cliché-free zone, but I think that he very cunningly tends to turn clichés on their head. There's a spot earlier in the movie, quite early on, where Chris Ludacris Bridges and Lorenz Tate, who are our two African-Americans, are walking out of a restaurant and talking about the frightfully ill treatment they've had from a waitress. And they're talking about how incredibly racist people are. And they point to Sandra Bullock, who's a little way down the street, and they point scathingly to the fact that she's clutching close to her husband when she sees them. Gosh, what does she think, that they have a gun? Well, guess what? They got a gun.
Joan Kaufman is a writer and film critic. She joined us from New York. Joan, thank you.
Thank you.